USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Baltimore City Circuit Court judge on Monday approved the state's motion to vacate the murder conviction of 41-year-old Adnan Syed. Baltimore City prosecutors filed a motion last week to vacate his murder conviction in the death of his high school ex-girlfriend, Haman Lee. The public defender said prosecutors failed to tell Syed information about evidence that would have allowed him to defend himself, including details that established two other people had threatened Lee's life. The Taliban freed American engineer Mark Freericks in a prisoner exchange. The U.S. government released Bashir Norzai, a warlord and drug trafficker with ties to the Taliban, a translator shortly after his release.
My exchange, I think, with God willing, can lead to peace between Afghanistan and America. An American was released, and I am also free with the help of the Taliban and their holy fighters.
The USS Ronald Reagan aircraft carrier will visit South Korea this week for joint drills for the first time in about 4 years. The allies seek to deploy U.S. nuclear-capable strategic assets to deter North Korea from doing something foolish. The carrier will arrive at naval base in the southern port of Busan on Friday. Sharply rising cases of some STDs, including 26% rise in new syphilis infections reported last year, are prompting U.S. health officials to call for new prevention and treatment efforts. The U.S. Energy Department on Monday said it will sell up to 10 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve for delivery in November, extending the timing of a plan to sell 180 million barrels from the emergency stockpile to artificially lower fuel prices. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
After 10 days of national mourning, the Queen of England has been laid to rest.
Queen Elizabeth is at her final resting place. She was buried in Windsor after more than a week of mourning across the United Kingdom and the world. She's now at rest by the side of her longtime husband, Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, who died last year. Her burial comes after a funeral service, which was later followed by a committal service. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Ohio Republican Representative Jim Jordan on Newsmax says the stances some of his Democrat colleagues have taken on issues such as the border, inflation, gas prices, to the demonization of Americans is a disturbing trend.
We went from a secure border to no border. We went from stable prices to record inflation. We went from safe streets to record levels of crime in every major urban area in the country. We went from $2 gas to $5 gas. I think those things are what's really disturbing to most Americans. But, of course, the mainstream press is going to talk about the things they talk about, frame things the way they do. That's in a just a way that's not accurate.
High-level talks at the United Nations General Assembly kicks off Tuesday morning with speeches from 33 world leaders, but not President Biden, as he travels back from the UK. Tuesday's speakers will include presidents of Brazil, Turkey, and France. Biden will speak on Wednesday. Thanks for being there. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. Ends 10/1. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.